Good morning and welcome to the Heart of Christ Church, where we know God is good
all the time.
And we also know that today we're going to hear a message that's going to empower us to love God, love others, and go with the gospel of Jesus Christ. For they are the three commands that he has given us unto life. And in those three commands, all of the scriptures are summed up. So may we turn our hearts to the Lord and see from him how he would have us live and the way in which we shall go. So let us turn in our Bibles. We're going to be in 1 John chapter 1. We're going to be in verses 1 through 5 to begin with here. We're going to go through more, but we're going to start here with 1 through 5. For thus saith the word of the Lord. What was from the beginning, what we have heard, what we have seen with our eyes, what we have looked at and touched with our hands concerning the word of life. The life was manifested, and we have seen and testify and proclaim to you the eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifested to us. We have seen and heard to proclaim to you also, so that you too may have fellowship with us, and indeed our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. These things we write so that our joy may be made complete. This is the message we have heard from him and announced to you, that God is light and in him there is no darkness at all. Blessed be the word of our Lord. We live in a world of darkness. We live in a world where there is light, but we live in a world of darkness. What do I mean by that? We live in a world where sin permeates all things, all fabrics, and by that I'm talking spiritually, and you all know that. Even the Church of Jesus Christ is not void of the darkness that is in this world. And we all know it because we all know we're sinners. Can I hear somebody say amen? Amen. We know that these things permeate us. But the one thing I want you to understand today is no matter what come, no matter what may be, the one thing that we have to hold to is the word here. And I love this word. The word is manifest. For God made manifest his Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Manifest, made with us. He is here with us. He is Emmanuel, God with us. And you need to be able to walk in that confidence that no matter what comes, no matter what is, no matter how hard things get, no matter how dark things get, there is light for the taking, if you will open your hearts to him and allow him once again to manifest, because again, he is spiritual. He is not dead. He is not gone. He is here and he is now. Can I get an amen out of the church? We need to remember and hold to that truth that the fellowship we have is a fellowship with the Father through the Son, who is now in heaven, seated at the right hand of God the Father, acting in intercession for us. Yeah, but Pastor, he's up there and he's separated from us, and how do we know? Because he has left with us the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit dwells in us, and we have counsel with him in every moment. How many of us forget that? Can I see hands in the air? Yeah, we do. In the midst of our trials, in the midst of our troubles, we always look down and say, oh, why me? Why not you? God wants to work in your life. He wants to be real in your life. Where do we find work? You don't find it at the top of the mountain. You find it in the depths of the valley. Can I get an amen now to somebody? Because that's where we need him. On the mountaintop, it's all wonderful, beautiful, the sun's shining. And we forget he's even there because looky what I can do. But when we're down in the valley, that's when we know we have to depend on him. And the amazing thing is, down in the valley, that's where you find the rest of us. And that's where we get to work together. And through that, we see the heart and love of Christ. Because this fellowship, this coming together, it's understanding that in God there is no darkness at all. Are you in God? Are you in God through the blood of Jesus Christ and the power of the Holy Spirit? Because if that's so, then there's no darkness in you. Would you stop letting the devil talk to you and lie to you and tell you you're worthless and tell you you deserve this? No, you don't. Each and every one of us are a work in process, okay? When we see where we are and we start moving forward, we need to understand that we are progressing through this thing like you and I would never believe. You know, I spoke with Pastor Dave this morning. How many of you love seeing Pastor Dave in the house? For all you folks out there on internet land, you know we've been praying for Pastor Dave and for Mitch and Marion and Miss Susan and several others because of the things that are going on. And Pastor Dave has made his first appearance, and I told him he looks good. Can I get an amen out of the church? Because you do. You may not see it, but we do. And I know you see it too, because you're not where you were. And that's one of the things that we need to remember. When we're walking with Christ, we're not where we were. He is moving us forward. Now, we don't know what that forward's going to mean. You know, I've had a lot of people look at me and say, yeah, but Pastor, you know, bad things happen to good people. Yeah, no kidding. It's called life. Because there's a lot of darkness out there, and we can't control all of it. But God has everything in control, because when the darkness comes into our lives, it's not to harm us. It's to actually grow us, to allow us to see the goodness of God, to work with God and be trained up by these things. Yeah, but Pastor, you know, people die. Well, yeah, no kidding. It is appointed unto man to die once and then the judgment. Aren't you glad Jesus took the judgment? Because the reality is when we die, we're home. Can I get an amen out of somebody? Isn't that what we're working towards? Wow. I think it's funny. You know, I think about my own life, and you all know me, and I'm going to say this until the day I die. I should be dead over 7 times, but I'm still here. That depresses me. I could be in glory, taking a vacation, but he has me stuck here working with all of you. And I glory in that because I understand why I'm still here. You're all messed up and you need me. No, I still got a long way to go and I need you. That's the truth of it, okay? We all work together. I know you all look at Pastor. He's the one that stands up front there, and I love it with the kids. I mean, I can remember we had a youth at one point in time that was leaving church one day, and she walked past my office. This was at another location. And God bless her. She looked in my office and said to her mama and daddy, God's in there. Mama and daddy straightened her out and said, no, that's just Pastor Rich. Okay? So, but it's understanding, you know, we all know we're all flesh and blood, each and every one of us, but we all have different gifts, different callings, and it's to those callings that we walk and have our being, and in that, God manifests himself to us, not only in us and through us, but through others, that we may see and know him through the body of Christ, that we're not alone. So that word manifest, I want you to remember that and take confidence in that, that God has made manifest himself to us. He is in us. He is with us. And when we're around other Christians, he is there in spades. Okay? He is there with all the help and all the support that we need. And I'll guarantee you that we can't walk around. How many of us walk around, yep, I'm okay. Ain't nothing hurting me. We're Teflon. Horse hockey. We all get things sticking to us, and we all need help getting some of it off. And that's what our brothers and sisters are for. And God wants us to understand, don't worry about it. These other brothers and sisters, they're not going to hold that stuff against you. They're going to walk with you. Because guess what? They got stuff hanging on them. How many of us need a spiritual lint brush? Praise be, his name is the Holy Spirit. Because as we confess our stuff to him, he removes it from us. And in that, we can move forward. And that's where we're going to go, from verses 6 through 8, or 6 through 10. If we say that we have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he himself is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin. If we say that we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. You know, that's the greatest difference between a Christian and a non-Christian. And yet there are people in the church, as a pastor, I've heard it said many times, oh, I don't sin, I never sin. What did that person just do? They just sinned, and the word of God is not in them. These are the things that we need to remember. We need to judge with sober judgment. Amen? We need to look at ourselves for who we really are and the fact that we all fall short. Guess what? It happens. Does that mean that we look at that and we continue to sin because where sin abounds, grace aboundeth all the more? What did Paul say? No. We give up sinning because of the grace that we have. It is through that grace that we realize and in our minds and in our hearts that we are transformed to sin no more. Now, how's that working out for all of you? Boy, if it weren't for the blood of Christ, can we get an amen? But do you know the difference between us and the world? We know when we've done it. You know, it's amazing how this starts out in our lives because I can remember it for myself. I would say something stupid, something arrogant to somebody because I was becoming a Christian, okay? I was listening to Chuck Swindoll and Tony Evans and D. James Kennedy and all these people when I was in the machine shop, and my radio played Christian station all night long, and from I think it was like midnight until 5 in the morning, it was just all these preachers. Man, I was the most preached to boy in the machine shop. I'm telling you, people would come up to my machine between those hours and they would turn around and leave because they didn't want to hear the preaching. But boy, I heard the preaching. And then I'd walk away and I'd get in front of my buddies out there in the machine shop and I sounded and looked just like they did because I was not walking right. I was not allowing the manifested Lord to take control of my life. So I was saying one thing and doing another. Talk about a carnal Christian. How many of them do we know out there? But you know what? We're going to walk with them. Can I get an amen out of the church? Because we all realize we've been there. In fact, sometimes we're still there. So we need to understand that it is by grace that we walk. It is the reality that each of us needs to truly walk in the light as he himself is in the light. And when we do, we have fellowship with one another because that's how he brings himself manifest to us. And we begin to change. That's why people in your life are going to fade away. There are going to be folks in your lives that you can no longer be around. And God's going to make plain to you that you need to change the directions of your life. But Pastor, I don't want to leave my friends. I'm going to tell you right now, if they're leading you down a dark road, they're not your friend. A friend will build you up. A friend will lead you into things of righteousness. A friend will encourage you and walk with you on that path. And that's what we are to do as the church of Jesus Christ. So have confidence to know that as you walk this walk, God is going to put other people in your life that are going to help you to walk that life. that you are not alone and that he has a plan and a purpose for you. Because as we see the truth of our lives and we recognize the fact that we are sinners saved by grace, the grace that he gives unto us abounds all the more, and we grow to the likeness of his Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we begin to love God and love others in such a way that the things of this world are passed away, and that light that God walks in begins to walk in us. And it gets brighter and brighter. You know, that's one of the things I love about the snow outside is the fact that how many of you have noticed when you go outside and the sun's shining and it's white snow out there, it about blinds you. Yeah. What I think is really cool is you don't necessarily notice it until you go in the house. And you open the door and you walk in and it's like everything's black. You got to stand there for a minute and let your eyes readjust. Then you turn around and look outside, and it's like you can't see. Because it is so bright. And so we can understand in a very, very real visual sense, we can understand why people of this world don't like walking into the light, because it blinds them. Why does it blind them? Because of the darkness in their own lives. The light drives out darkness, and their eyes are so adjusted to living and being in this darkness that they cannot stand the light. They cannot stand the light. And we not only stand in it, but he is in us. That's the manifesting of God. So have confidence and know that as you walk this life, darkness is going to come against you, but light is here for us. And that light is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, through the power of the Holy Spirit and in the body of Christ. So therefore, from chapter 2, my little children, I am writing these things so that you may not sin. And if anyone sins, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. And he himself is a propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world. Now, I love this truth. I love this reality because God's sacrifice through Jesus Christ is for the whole world. Does it apply to the entire world? That's the part where we have to have discernment and understand the truth of God's word. That propitiation does not go out to everyone in the world, but only to those who believe and receive. To those who turn from their sins, which is called repentance, and walk with the Lord. You need to understand, I need to understand, God's payment was for everybody. It is effective for all time and all people, past, present, and future. But that does not mean it will apply, because you must receive it unto yourself. But don't we all go to heaven? No, we don't. The scripture is very clear on that. That there are going to be many who are going to say to him on that day, Lord, Lord, look what I did in your name. You realize that's talking to the church. And what's he going to say to them? Away from me, for I never knew you. Because there are many people that claim the name of Christ but don't walk in the power of Christ. What is the power of Christ? The resurrection of the body. That we are no longer dead in our sins, but alive in Christ, that we can go and sin no more. Now, does that mean we're going to sin no more? I think it means we're going to sin a whole lot less, because if we're truly being manifested, those things begin to fall away from us, and we don't need to go back to them anymore. Our language changes. The habits that we have change. The people that we're around change. All the different aspects of our lives begin to move. And that also then should give us confidence to understand that God is doing a work in me. That I can walk into any and every situation in this world with that very confidence. Turn in your Bibles to the book of Romans chapter 8. This is the only time we're going to step out of this scripture. Romans chapter 8. (Clears throat) Romans chapter 8, we're going to read verses 1 through 4. People are going to say to you, but you're a sinner, and yet you go on and you act like, you know, that like there's nothing wrong between you and God. Well, there's a reason why we can not only act that way, but have the confidence to walk into that truth. Romans chapter 8, verse 1 through 4. Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ has set you free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do, weak as it was through the flesh, God did, sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and as an offering for sin. He condemned sin in the flesh so that the requirement of law might be fulfilled in us. Do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. And verse 5, please. For those who are according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who are according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. We can walk in confidence. Why can we walk in confidence? Because we do not walk with our minds stuck on the flesh. Do we still do things of the flesh? Yes, we do. But our mind is a mind towards pleasing God. Why was David considered a man after God's own heart? Didn't he mess up many times? Yes, he did. But what did David do? David sought the Lord every time he messed up. When Nathanael came to him and said to him about this one who had taken the only lamb that this shepherd had, and then he killed the shepherd, David said, "Tell me who the man is, and I'll take everything he has." And Nathan looked at him and said, "It is you, O king," because he was talking about the very wife that he had taken and having her husband put on the front lines and killed. And what did David do? David rent his clothes, went before the Lord, asked for forgiveness, and it cost him that son. And once that son was passed, David got himself up because he knew the judgment was just, for God is a just God. And he walked with God as long and as hard as he could. He sought after him, even after he had sinned, for his mind had been renewed. His life had been renewed. He was searching after God with all his heart. And that's what you and I need to do every day of our lives. We're going to mess up. But you and I need to understand God's grace is bigger than our mess ups. God knows where we're going to go, and God knows how he's going to use these things that we've gone through to train us up and to get us to where he wants us to be. You see, God allows us to have our choices. But as Pastor David has said, and we have all heard it, are you willing to accept the consequences of your choices? Because you will have to walk in them. That's the truth. But then, once we've walked in them, are we going to turn our minds back to Christ? Are we going to realize that he is the one who tells us, "Come unto me. Come unto me. There is no condemnation if you are in Christ Jesus. I will make you whole." Do you see that is why the world hates us? Because we screw up and we move forward, repenting of these things, turning from these things, sinning no more, and we receive the grace of God. The world says, "But you mess up as much as I do. What makes you think you're any better?" How many of us think we're any better than anybody else in this world? No, we're not. There's one who is better, and his name is Jesus Christ. And we have believed on him and received from him the salvation of our souls and the transforming of our minds and our bodies. That is where we live. So walk in confidence. No, you're going to screw up. I'm going to screw up. But we have tomorrow. No, we have today. Repent, turn to the Lord, and walk. Walk. And if you got to grab a brother or sister's hand to walk with you, do so. Because we're not meant to do it alone. We are not meant to do it alone. That's why there's so many people in the church. Because we need one another. And praise be to God for it. So, once we come to this place and we understand that we are sinners saved by grace and we can walk in confidence, how does that confidence strengthen us? Turn back to chapter 2 in 1 John in verse 3. It says, by this we know that we have come to know him if we keep his commands. The one who says, I have come to know him and does not keep his commands is a liar and the truth is not in him. But whoever keeps his word, in him the love of God has truly been perfected. By this we know that we are in him. The one who says he abides in him ought himself to walk in the same manner as he walked. This is how we know. This is how we walk in the confidence, because we see ourselves being transformed. How many of you are the same as you were 5 years ago? How about 2 years ago? How about yesterday? Yeah. I like that, Brother Wendell. Well, maybe a little bit more than one day. But the reality is, you're getting my point. We have changed. We are changing. This is how we have the confidence to know that we are on the right path. But now we should not deceive ourselves. Can I get an amen out of the church? That means that we have to have accountability one with another. How many of you ladies liked your accountability training this morning in the women's ministry? How'd that go? Was it a good time? I hear one person. Let me hear a couple more. Was it good? Okay. I'm doing a plug for you to try and get some more ladies in there. How about the guys? How good was it this morning? Did you have a sense of accountability there? I got two of them, three of them nodding their heads. I got a hand up in the air. Pastor David saying yes. Guys, you need to get plugged into this men's group. We meet once a month, the first Sunday of every month, that we can walk with each other, talk ourselves through these different things that affect us. The men's ministry in this church is about changing lives, building relationships, and changing lives to the heart of Jesus Christ. That's why we exist. And I know that's what the ladies do. Because we walk with one another, we support one another, that we may be the people of these verses that we have just read, that his word dwells in us, and we're able to bring that word out one to another and grow in the grace of Jesus Christ, that we may walk in the confidence, knowing I'm not perfect, but I'm on the way. I am getting there. And in that, we have the hope of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And to that I say, praise Jesus and thank you, Lord. Can we all say that? Praise Jesus and thank you, Lord. Because he has not left us. He has not forsaken us. And he has more for us to do. And from verse 7, we wrap this thing up. It says, beloved, I am not writing a new commandment to you, but an old commandment, which you have had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard. On the other hand, I am writing a new commandment to you, which is true in him and in you, because the darkness is passing away and the true light is already shining. I want you to understand the old commandment was that we were to love one another and love God, wasn't it? Because that's where love God, love others comes from. That is Old Testament. That is Old Testament. But it's given in a new command, because now through the blood of Jesus Christ, we can be renewed, that we can love God and we can love others, because our sin has been remunerated from us, has been taken from us, and it no longer entangles us, that we may walk in the light rather than being stuck in the darkness and deceiving ourselves. Is that not what happened to the Pharisees and the Sadducees of old? They thought by following the letter of the law, they were accomplishing it. But it's not the letter of the law, because we cannot take away sin. We are sinners. There is only one who can take away that sin, and that one is. And as we trust in him, we have confidence to enter into the most holy place. For he rent the curtain in two that we could enter in before God. And that's what he wants, us to enter in. to come in upon him, to love him, to love others, and then to take that message out into the world. Walk in confidence. Yes, you're messed up. Yes, I'm messed up. But we have the blood of the Lamb who is slain from the foundations of the earth, and we have the ability to walk in that freedom and power of resurrection, which is new life, the new command. For we walk in a blood that is imperishable, a blood that is eternal, and a blood that cleanses unto our salvation. Can I get an amen out of the church? So today, in the brightness of the sunshine, I want you to leave here today understanding, yeah, we haven't been here for 2 weeks and it feels defeating. I don't know if it did for you, but it certainly did for me. I love you folks, and without worshiping the Lord for 2 weeks, my spirit was down. But boy, my spirit is up today because we have been here and we are yet worshiping the Lord. And in that, the brightness of the sun outside is shining in here, and may it continue and take us into this darkness, and the light of Jesus Christ shine in you and upon you and be with you and give you the power of all grace and glory in the name of Jesus, who is the Christ. And the church says, let us pray. Father God, we come before you knowing that we do not have any of these things in and of ourselves. For Lord God, as the Apostle Paul said, I do not consider myself as having achieved these things, but I press on towards the goal to win the prize in heaven that I've been called for in Christ Jesus. So Lord, empower us to walk in that truth, that we may truly be the light of this world, and that that light would transform us and drive out all the darkness, that we may be truly the image of your Son, who is our Lord, our Savior, Jesus, who is the Christ, and the church says, and amen.
You have been listening to a Bible teaching from the Heart of Christ Church. You can locate us on the web at theheartofchristchurch.com. There you will find many useful links to contact us or donate to our ministry, where it is our mission to love God, love others, and go.